Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is the second Sunday of Advent. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King who is to come.
Our hymn this morning: Come, thou long-expected Jesus. Let us recite verses 1 and 2.
Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
Zion is our mighty citadel, our saving Lord its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever.
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side, I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die, I shall live, and recount his deeds. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Zion is our mighty citadel, our saving Lord its wall and its defense. Throw open the gates, for our God is here among us. Alleluia.
Come to the waters, all you who thirst. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Alleluia. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all, forever.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all, for all ages.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all, forever.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all, forever.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all, forever.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come to the waters, all you who thirst. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Alleluia.
Our God will come with great power to enlighten the eyes of his servants. Alleluia. Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God will come with great power to enlighten the eyes of his servants. Alleluia.
Now is the hour for you to wake from sleep, for our salvation is closer than when we first accepted the faith. The night is far spent, the day draws near. Let us cast off deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are the one who is to come.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. I am sending my angel before me to prepare the way for my coming.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am sending my angel before me to prepare the way for my coming.
To the Lord Jesus Christ, Judge of the living and the dead, let us pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you came to save sinners.
Protect us in times of temptation.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You will come in glory to be our judge.
Show in us your power to save.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Help us to keep the precepts of your law with the strength of the Spirit.
And to look forward in love to your coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You are praised throughout the ages. In your mercy, help us to live devoutly and temperately in this life,
as we wait in joyful hope for the revelation of your glory.
Come, Lord Jesus.
With longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God of power and mercy, open our hearts and welcome. Remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy, so that we may share his wisdom and become one with him when he comes in glory. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless us, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this second Sunday of Advent. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining us.